today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, dear brothers and sisters. Salam alaikum, welcome. This is today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today and on this episode of today's special, we're going to speak about supplication and dua in the month of Ramadan. Ramadan tajalla wa btasama tuba lil'abdi idha tanama. Ramadan tajalla wa btasama tuba lil'abdi idha tanama. But first, we'll look at the calendar. Today, Friday, is the 16th of Ramadan, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 18th of Farvardin, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 7th of April, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We open Allah's book, the Holy Quran, and we'll listen to verse 60 of Surah Al-Ghafir.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Wa qala rabbukum ud'uni astajib lakum. Innal ladhina yastakbiruna 'an 'ibadati sayadkhuluna jahannama madakhirin.
And your Lord says, call upon me, I will respond to you. Indeed, those who disdain my worship will enter hell rendered contemptible.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
God Almighty asks us to invoke Him despite the fact that He is all aware of our needs. But invoking Him entails consequences. Answering prayers follows invocation, but we know that it is a conditional promise, since solely prayers are answered that they have the required qualifications as to the invoker and the subject of invocation. Numerous traditions narrated from the Holy Prophet of Islam, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, and Imams, peace be upon them all, clearly refer to the significance of invocation. According to a prophetic tradition, invocation is worshipping Allah. Is there a special connection between dua and Ramadan? Come here in this part. Absolutely. Dua, the Prophet said, is the marrow of worship, meaning it is the essence and at the core of all religious rites and acts. Our great Quranic teachers have told us how significant it is that aim the four verses of the Quran that prescribed and explained the Ramadan fast for Muslims. Allah inserts one particular verse that inspires us to ask of Him in dua. It connects our supplications and His answer of them to our responsiveness to His divine commands. Now, if my servants ask you, O Prophet, about me, then indeed I am near. I answer the call of the caller when he calls upon me. Then let them all respond to me, so that they may be rightly guided.
Mm-hmm. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The importance of dua and praying in the holy month of Ramadan. Whatever we ask from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He will answer us. Whatever is not in the power of any human being comes from Him. And the most important thing is that if we ask Him thousands of times, not only will we not lose our value, but also for Him, we are more dear and respected and even those whose prayers are not answered. So it means that even if we ask Him too many times, it is not that, for example, something is going to get decreased from the value of our value and our merits, but we will become more dear and more respected in front of Him, because He wants us to go towards Him. All of us know that one of the hardest things for many of us is to ask somebody to do something for us. Sometimes these requests are so difficult that we are not even willing to ask for something from our parents, because it gives us sort of negative feeling of helplessness, that we are unable to meet our needs. And this feeling is really painful sometimes, because we ourselves witness that when someone constantly asks us for something, repeatedly asks for a loan or, let's say, an amount of money, or constantly demands our time or energy and every other demand, over time becomes the credibility of that person is questioned for us. We no longer have the form of respect for him, even if this is an unconscious reaction. For this reason, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, has warned us from asking others and trampling on our self-respect. There is hadith in Bahar al-Anwar that says that one day the Messenger of God, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him and his household, said to his companions, "Pledge allegiance to me that you will not ask anything from the people." After that, if his stick fell out of his hand, he would get down and pick it up himself and would not say to anyone, "Give it to me." The holy month of Ramadan is the month of opening the doors of God's mercy, so in which the prayers are answered in the holy month of Ramadan. This is the month of servants' conversation with their Lord. It is the month of requests and answers, the time when the veils and obstacles between us and our God are removed. So when is a better time to have our du'as and prayers and requests from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala better than this month? Wassalamu alaikum.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah.
In the holy month of Ramadan, the month of Allah, be with IRIB English Radio, today's special.
Every day from IRIB English Radio.
This is today's special. And this question, why has Allah singled out Ramadan? The month of Ramadan and its fast commemorate the start of Allah's revelation of His final and culminating revelation, the Quran, to Prophet Muhammad. This is the reason Ramadan holds the promise of heavenly mercy and forgiveness throughout all this month's days and nights. This divine blessing is what is celebrated in Ramadan. We Muslims honor Ramadan by fasting each of its days and standing in prayer in each of its nights, or as much as we can given our individual circumstances. And Allah distinguishes it by rewarding many, many times over in unseen quantities known only to Him. Our obedience to His prescribed worship and every good work we do in it as believers is bless extra throughout the month.
أرجو رضاك يا الله أنت الرحيم يا الله هبني عطاك يا الله أنت الكريم ومنك العطاء يا الله أنت العظيم يا الله فيك الرجع يا الله أنت الحليم
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال
الرحمن الستار ملك الملك الغفار الوهاب المنان المتعال
الله الله يا ربي يا الله
And now we look at the du'as recommended to be repeated more in Ramadan. The first one, the Quran tells us to ask Allah, O Lord, give us good in the world and good in the hereafter and save us from the torment of the fire of hell. You can find it in chapter Al-Baqarah, that is the second chapter of the Holy Quran, verse 201. Also from the Quran, the people Allah honors with the title Servants of the All-Merciful make this dua in gratitude when they look upon their families, which should be said often in Ramadan. O Lord, grant us in our spouses and our children the joy of our eyes. Moreover, make us an exemplar of goodness for the good-fearing. Chapter 25, verse 74.
What is a good recommendation to benefit from these a'mal and to interact with them? The best recommendation that we learn from our beautiful faith is to focus on quality rather than quantity. Some of us get caught up in the quantity of a'mal. I have a list of a'mal I need to finish on the nights of Qadr, on the nights of power. And in doing so, in rushing through these a'mal, I don't really feel the spirituality of these a'mal. I don't feel them impacting me. What's going on here? Focus on quality rather than quantity. What's the point of preserving the quantity, but you don't allow your heart to interact with these a'mal? Once a brother who was reciting Dua al-Jawshan, and you know it's a long dua, has 100 verses, and in every verse we say, خَلَّصْنَا مِنَ النَّارِ يَا رَبْ Oh Allah, save me from the fire of hell. This mother said, I couldn't focus anymore. It was too much for me. So at the end of the dua, I kept saying, خَلَّصْنَا مِنْ دُعَاءِ الْجَوْشَنِ يَا رَبْ That's not the type of night of power that you want to have during this month of Ramadan. So how can I improve the quality? Take selections from these beautiful prayers. Study them during the day. Know the content, and then at night, in Laylatul Qadr, allow your heart to interact with that content. It's about quality contemplation, purposeful tafakkur. Think of these beautiful du'as. Take 10 verses from Du'a al-Jawshan. Study the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Write what those names mean, and then on Laylatul Qadr, say those names, read those verses, and allow your heart to feel the presence of Allah through those attributes. How can I benefit from these names of Allah? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has beautiful names. You can use His names during any state that you're in. If you feel you're depressed and your chest is tight, remember one of the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is Al-Wasi', Allah, the vast. Look at the vastness of this universe. Look at how He created this universe so vastly. If Allah has created the universe so vastly, He cannot expand my chest when He is the expander of the universe. Allow your heart to interact with the quality of these a'mal. That's what's important to achieve in the month of Ramadan.
That was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. And till another episode, inshallah, we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Ali Imami. لا
لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي